We're starting on the 8th of July, but as you just mentioned, we're having the official launch at Kinnegar Brewery Friday 23rd at 5:30, when the festival will be officially launched by Gavin Bradley, the new Municipal District Mayor for the Kinnegar area. So it's great to be back again, so near to the start date. And it's great to have such great support from a local business like Kinnegar, who've been with us basically since they started. So as I say, it's 2 weeks happening from the 8th of July until the 23rd of July. And we're spread right across the county from and is shown through to the islands of West Donegal.
And it's an amazing showcase of the county.
It is, you know, a fantastic location for hosting, you know, a wide range of events, from theatre and music to circus, street arts, dance and spoken word. So those events take place in different venues, from the likes of McGrory's and Kildaff through to Rathmullen House, right out to Arranmore, on the streets of Arranmore, and across the island of Tory as well.
So how can people then get involved and attend these events?
Well, this year, like last year, we have a larger amount of participatory events for people of all ages. So there's circus workshops that are taking place in Rafoe. We're based out the Royal and Prior School there. We have arranged circus workshops then moving the following week to Marigallen down Gidore. And we also have a whole host of other kind of residential programs. We have body movement workshops that are happening on Green and Theatre. Plus then there's plenty of events for people as spectators or an audience. A whole range of concerts are happening on Green and Theatre, which will be filmed for T.G. Cahir to be screened next year. We've arranged concerts again, as I mentioned before. We're McGrory's with a Nepalese group, and that's a free concert with some complimentary Himalayan cuisine that's happening on our opening night of the 8th of July. We have the Cousin Tory Walk, which is happening over again on the 8th and 9th as well. And people can find out all the information there through our website at eaaf.ie, where they can sign up as well to the newsletter, and that gets priority information on everything that's happening there. So if they want to check it out on the website, they can join our newsletter through that as well too, and then obviously follow through our social medias as well at the same time.